Last week, we heard our Lord say to us, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You have no need to fear." Strongly assuring us that fears and worries don't have to rule the day, as intense as they are. Today we have a continuation and the conclusion to the 10th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And we understand our Lord's emphasis on not being afraid, because it's so easy to lose perspective. And a result of losing perspective is heightening anxiety, worry, and fear. And Jesus tells us that all aspects of our life have a proper ordering, a proper sequencing to them, where God is first. And when God is placed first in all aspects of our lives, including those aspects that are most dear to us, like family, everything else becomes better. Have you had the experience of putting something together, requiring several steps, even following the instruction manual, which I don't know if there's a man here in the room who's done that. We should have followed the instruction manual, only to discover near the end or at the end, there's a part or two that's still left. Or maybe in the assemblage of whatever it was, it had the appearance of being right, but the moment you tried it, you realized, I really messed something up. And the task before us becomes going back to the point where the sequence wasn't followed correctly, and to redo it there, and then to accomplish the task. I was thinking earlier this week, I don't know why the Lord brought up as an example to me in some prayer time, some teachers, specifically mathematicians, who were not smitten by my personality and sometimes my right answers when I arrived at it the wrong way. And required me to go back to the point where I deviated from the right sequence or the right ordering of how you properly solve the problem. I mean, cared enough about me to really try to discipline me in that way. Understanding there's a certain sequence that when we follow it, good outcomes happen. So Jesus tells us, God first. God first, not merely on Sunday morning. God first in every aspect of my life, in starting with those aspects that are most dear to me in my family relationships, and in everything that I'm about in my ordinary experience, that there isn't a sector or moment of my life where God is to be absent. And where that exists, we know so well of the elevation of worry and fear and anxiety. Friends, I'd like to invite Bob and Lori forward, not only friends of mine, members of this parish, and I'm asking them at the weekend masses to speak specifically about marriage, drawing upon their own experience and the heightened importance of Christ being at the center, and the good things that happen when a proper sequence is restored.
We are Bob and Lori Pacer. We have been married 45 years. We have 4 grown children and 2 grandchildren, and we've been members of the Little Flower Parish for almost 2 years. Today we would like to talk to you about a ministry that saved our marriage.
In the early 90s, our marriage was at an all-time low. We had a young family then. Our kids were 5, 9, 13, and 16. Bob and I had made the decision to split up just a few days before Christmas. I talked to a friend at church about this, and she mentioned Retrovi, a program sponsored by the Catholic Church for troubled marriages. Bob and I had been steadily growing apart for several years and had developed a lifestyle that's sometimes called married singles. Each of us had many activities and interests that were separate. At that point, I was feeling discouraged, unhappy, and distrustful. We were not talking much and also not listening to each other. I didn't know if I loved him anymore. I was so sure our marriage was over, I went to see an attorney about a divorce. God stepped in here. The attorney I consulted had gone to Retrovi with his wife, and he encouraged me to wait to do anything legally until after we attended Retrovi.
When I began to realize our marriage was in serious trouble, I felt confused and bitter. I didn't think I had been that bad of a husband that Lori would want to end over 20 years of marriage. I was heartbroken, and I felt powerless to change things. We had tried counseling, but I think I was just going through the motions, even though I had convinced myself I was really trying. Yet even during the worst of times, I believed God loved me and that I could trust him. I didn't know how, but I knew God would lead the way. Then the same friend that Lori talked to had told me about Retrovi, a program for troubled marriages.
At the weekend part of the program, there were presentations by a priest and by couples who had struggled in their marriages. I began to learn how to deal with conflicts, how to center our marriage around Christ, and about the decisions I could make to work on our marriage. During that weekend, I realized I still loved Bob, and he said he loved me. It was an answer to prayer. There were 6 post-weekend sessions after that, where we continued to renew and relearn each other and received ongoing support from the other couples. The healing Bob and I experienced through Retrovi is a miracle. I can truly say we now live our marriage as a sacrament.
The word Retrovi is French for rediscovery. It is a lifeline for troubled marriages. Most people did not know how our marriage had become because we were pretty quiet about our situation. If we hadn't reached out, we would never have learned about Retrovi. Many of you may know someone who is struggling in their marriage. All the couples involved with Retrovi have experienced troubled marriages and are now committed to the mission of helping others who are hurting. Retrovi of Northwest Ohio has a weekend beginning Friday evening, July 21st, and ending Sunday afternoon, July 23rd. And there will be another weekend, October 6th through the 8th. We and other couples will be at the doors after Mass with brochures, and I encourage you to take one. The parish office also has our contact information if you want to, if you have any questions or just want to talk to us.
I just really encourage you to please take a brochure. I'm sure most of us can think of a friend or a family member who could be helped by Retrovi. Just take a brochure and tuck it away. You might need it someday. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Bob and Lori. And Lord God, I just call upon your holy name in this moment for any present whose marriage is particularly marked by stress, by fear, by worry, by anxiety, just to lead them to the restoration that you so deeply desire. Let there be an openness to Retrovi as a Catholic movement to bring about the restoration of married love. And help those of us perhaps who are not experiencing that, but to be agents and advocates, to care about brothers and sisters in need, particularly those who find married love very difficult in this moment. We ask this with confidence, for we do so in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.